Welcome to the Marketing Corner on 1030 The Voice. And we are thrilled to have you with us today. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned small business owner, or a marketing pro looking to sharpen your skills, you're in the right place. We're all about bringing you the latest insights, strategies, and real-world advice to help you thrive in today's competitive market. Here's your host, Sean Campbell.
Happy Saturday afternoon, happy beginning of your Labor Day weekend, and thank you all for joining us on the premiere of the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. I am blessed and honored to be on the airwaves here in Southern Arizona. I have a very special guest, very special co-host first, David Bradley. David, you and I have known each other for
a very long time.
25, 26 years. Right. And if you're watching this on video, they're like, they met at three years old.
Yeah.
We look good.
Three and a half.
We're looking good. But I was thinking, I was up at 4 this morning, dude.
Right. Yeah,
4 o'clock this morning. And I was just thinking about all this and how grateful I am to be with both of you here. And it's just the journey that you and I had. You know, 25, 26 years ago, and who knew back then, but any inclination in the wildest dreams we'd be here right now.
Yeah, where we are now. It's amazing.
Yeah, serving fellow aspiring entrepreneurs, aspiring business owners. I don't care if you've been in the game for 20 years or you have, you know, goals and aspirations of starting your own business, this is the show for you, right? This is the show for you. We're going to give you some golden nuggets to inspire you and hopefully some tools to help you grow. So, and I cannot be more grateful. The only bad thing about having Steve Nunez on is it's all downhill from here.
I know.
Every other show's going to be like, yeah, we got this guy.
Is he going to teach us or what?
I know. It's like, where do we go? You know, we got a local legend, a local icon. You know,
somebody. You guys are too kind.
The myth, the legend.
Let me just clarify something. If you've known each other for 25 years, and you're only 3 years old, I probably was just barely born.
Barely,
because that's how good I
am. You do look great, man.
We all look good.
We do.
All look good.
Steve, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you. I am blessed. I am honored.
Oh, man.
And congratulations, man.
Thank you.
This is going to be an amazing show for small business owners to really tune in and learn. Because you and David are providing a platform that is much needed in Tucson.
Yeah.
And giving these tips and educating people on how to be successful in business, especially in today's business climate, so important.
It's always evolving.
Yeah.
It's always changing. If I don't learn something new on a weekly basis, I panic a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to marketing your own business. And it's not just your business. It's really marketing yourself.
Right.
To put that face to the business.
Yeah. You know, there's so many reasons why you're the perfect first guest here, because you get it, right? You were in broadcasting for 20 plus years with KGUN, KVOA. You had your own show here at Bustos.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of people that say, well, Steve kind of had an advantage, right? But you do something really, really special for so many realtors in town. You kind of give some of your secret sauce.
Well, you know, I started in the mortgage industry just two years ago, over 2 years ago, and I had to reinvent myself.
Yeah.
I went from the TV face, radio kind of dude to being a mortgage loan officer. Yeah. And I had to figure out, how can I reinvent myself? But what kind of value can I bring to realtors within the experience that I've had in my professional life?
Mm-hmm.
And that was video marketing.
Yep.
Because no other loan officer is providing that. So I had to figure out, what value can I bring them so that I can lure them in to grow my business?
Right, right.
You know, and so I put together a class that I teach now to realtors, video marketing, and how to get over how you look and sound on camera. Because so many people are just so afraid to be on camera because they don't like how they look, they don't like how they sound. But guess what?
That's so true.
When you have 20 plus years on TV, you still are insecure about yourself, because when you get better at something, the level of expectation grows within. And so you still are insecure. You still don't like how you look and sound. So you gotta make adjustments and continue to grow. And I kind of compare that to today's marketing in social media. It's constantly changing and evolving. So you have to change and evolve with it, not only personally and with your own personal brand, but with your strategies. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to evolve. You mm-hmm. have to be able to be open enough and humble enough so that you can learn new tools every day,
right.
new tricks of the trade, so right. to speak.
Going back to when you went from broadcasting to mortgage, why mortgage? And was it intimidating when you had to reinvent yourself a little bit?
Heck yeah, it was intimidating.
I was trying to get my first beep
honestly,
on this.
Yeah. Honestly, right out of his wheelhouse. Right out of his wheelhouse.
Honestly, it's one of those moments where you kind of, you just... I'm just going to be flat out honest. You kind of pee on yourself because you're like, oh my God, what the heck am I doing?
Yeah, but you know what? Right. That creates the excitement though, right? I mean,
it's getting out
of your wheelhouse.
That reignites the flame within.
Exactly.
The flame within your heart. But it forces you to be humble enough, to be open enough to accept new ideas mm-hmm. and
learn
understand
new stuff.
That, you mm-hmm. know, the personality I had on TV, it doesn't jive anymore. And the reason why I got into the mortgage industry is because I was already sort of quasi in the mortgage industry for the last 21 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And because me and a local lender, Nova Home Loans, we mm-hmm. we together started yeah. Miracle in El Barrio.
Yeah.
And that's now Tucson's largest Christmas toy giveaway
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
And so that's how I was connected. But when I stopped TV, I got into radio again because mm-hmm. radio was actually my first love as well.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show started. Yeah.
And so it was just a natural fit to get into the mortgage industry because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what am I going to do in my second life?
Yeah.
And how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
And honestly, man, I didn't know anything really about the mortgage industry, but I learned it
mm-hmm.
and I'm learning it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took that, the value that I had and the experience that I gained as a journalist and TV mm-hmm. news journalist, and took everything I learned from consultants, everything I learned from just being on TV,
mm-hmm.
because TV is marketing.
Yeah.
You have yep. to learn
yeah.
really fast to market yourself as a local journalist
right.
within
oh, yeah.
the umbrella of the brand of the TV news
station.
Get
wow. the reviews, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and so
yeah.
if you're not doing that as mm-hmm. a local journalist,
huh.
you're losing out
mm-hmm.
because
wow.
they own that brand. But how do you separate that brand so that you become valuable to the other stations or any other station in any other market? So
yeah.
you learn yeah. right away, okay, KVOA or Kega 9
mm-hmm.
may own the brand
mm-hmm.
and they promote me and everything,
mm-hmm.
but how do I separate and
mm-hmm.
become my own brand
yeah.
within the community so people know me as Steve Nunez, homeboy, born and raised in Tucson.
I was going to ask you about homeboy. That slogan. Who came up with that?
Yep.
Was you?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Tucson,
yep.
born and raised downtown,
the true
sixth
homeboy.
Generation
the real
Tucson.
Homeboy.
And, mm-hmm. and I was playing around with it one day
mm-hmm.
and I said, all right, it makes sense if I come up with the real homeboy in the home mortgage industry
right.
selling home mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to have fun with it because when I was a kid, I was a little homie.
You know? I like the post that you've done recently, you know, like on Facebook and everything with the bandana, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
playing the
yeah.
part.
It's an
part,
exaggeration,
yeah.
but it works.
Yeah.
But it's driving home the word home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
To
yeah.
kind of identify me as home, boy, home mortgages mm-hmm. because I want people to start to get to know me for home mortgages and not
right.
the TV guy. Oh, I used to see you on Kega. I don't want that anymore. I
yeah.
want them to say,
yeah.
hey,
yeah.
I need a loan.
Yeah, if you want to see Steve, follow
yeah.
him on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You do tremendous videos almost on yeah. a daily basis on LinkedIn. We got about a minute till we go on break. Real quick, if you're listening right now, if you have questions for Steve, call in at 520-790-2040. That's 520-790-2040.
So we got about a minute, right?
Yeah, we got about 45 seconds.
I just want to add real quick, Stephen. I mean, you brought up a really good point, you know. Sales is sales, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
if you got the personality, you got the mindset for it, it's just, you know, learning something new, you know. And as long as you're willing to learn the new product or the mm-hmm. new aspect, you know, like you said, you know, I knew nothing about mortgages. You know, when I got into my industry 19 years ago, I could spell the word. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, I knew nothing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But if you've got that drive to learn it, you know, I mean, it's just Steve Nunez, man.
Yeah.
You have to be open-minded and
yeah.
you have to be able to understand that you have to learn every day.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day, a new opportunity to learn.
Yeah. You're listening to The Marketing Corner. We'll be right back after this break. We are back in The Marketing Corner. Myself, Sean Campbell, co-host David Bradley, A to Z Insurance. You do Medicare or something, is that
Medicare,
right?
Medicare, A to Z, yeah. Yep.
How long have you been doing that?
19 years.
Yeah, about 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years.
So you probably have forgotten.
Started when I was 12.
Yeah. And of course, special guest, the one and the only Steve Nunez. Yep. Thank you so much again. David, you had a question.
Oh, Steve? Yeah, on the break, you know, talking about like competition and the market, of course, the market's always changing, always evolving, especially in the mortgage industry, right? You know, rules change, laws change, everything changes. But the point of there's, I don't even want to guess the number of loan officers or loan originators just in Southern Arizona, let alone outside of Southern Arizona that try and market, you know, come in from somewhere else to market here, you know, so it's a I don't want to say a battle, but a challenge, or differentiating yourself to set you apart from everyone else, right? And yeah. Making your business grow.
That was a very challenging moment because, you know, before the market and interest rates went up, there were like 180,000 mortgage loan officers in the country, and then when the rates went up. And business got really tough, 80,000 dropped out. I looked at that as a challenge, though, and I looked at that as a not only a challenge but an opportunity. Yep. An opportunity to really come in and separate myself from the competition. Whether there's 80,000 loan officers in the country or 10,000 in Tucson or 100 million, who cares? What I wanted to do was combat the fact that I'm coming in with very little experience. And how do I beat the competition who has 20 years experience?
Mm-hmm.
I offer value that they can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I identified that value, and that value was teaching video marketing classes. Mm-hmm. Why? Because social media is blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, believe it or not, I may be able to do videos, but man, social media is tough.
Yeah. It's a full time. It's a full time job.
Yeah, is a full time job.
That's why I hired you, Sean.
And I tell realtors, if you're not spending a couple of hours a day working on videos, then you're losing out, because why go out there and chase when you can cut through the chase and attract like-minded clients?
Mm-hmm.
Because the power of video is going to help realtors attract like-minded people who are just like them. And what does that do? That helps them overcome objections in the sales process, mm-hmm. which helps them be able to understand their client even before they meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the key. Mm-hmm. Because when you're showing up to that house and the client already knows the realtor already knows the client, and the client was able to put a face to their name, and you kind of gauge, because video exposes everything. Yeah. I always say, don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
Yep.
Because what is seen on that camera is going to come out. The energy, the positivity, the negativity. So you really have to put your game face on and really be able to resonate with like-minded people so you can overcome those objections. Mm-hmm. But make a connection, because video allows you to make an impression and a heartfelt connection.
You know, and I think with the video too, it develops that relationship, right?
But absolutely.
Not like a mutual relationship yet, but
right.
It builds that relationship with everyone getting to know you, getting to see you. I mean, we just talked about this before we started, you know,
yeah.
All your videos you're posting, and you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
See, what I'm trying to do as well is twofold. I'm also not just posting videos on business. I'm posting videos about who Steve Nunez is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm being vulnerable sometimes because I'm letting people know who I am, where I came from. And so it's not just about business, but so that they can make that connection with me and be able to say right off the bat, I want to do business with him.
Right.
Because if people know that I'm giving 10% of my earned commissions back to Miracle and Embodio to buy toys for kids, many who otherwise may not receive a toy for Christmas.
Yeah.
If they have that heart that's just like mine on giving kids, and they share that experience on Christmas and just knowing that feeling.
Yeah.
They're going to want to do business with me.
Yeah. We're going to get into some video tips, but guess what, David? We have a first caller.
Wow.
What? Already? Yeah.
Congratulations.
We're only 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Woo!
John, let's go to our first caller. Greg is on the line. I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you.
I wanted to say that, too. Question. Comparative, what kind of competition are you dealing with locally? How many mortgage officers, loan officers are there in Tucson? And what's the ratio of loan officers to real estate agents, to realtors?
Great question.
I don't know how many loan officers are in Tucson. I know there's thousands, but I do know there are probably around 3,500 realtors in Tucson. And so I'm not really competing with realtors. I'm competing with loan officers to gain realtors' partnerships. And so...
You, I'm going to add to that real quick, too. You know, the thousands, that was my guess, probably a thousand or if not more. But the question is, too, out of those thousand plus, how many are doing it full time?
You know
what I mean? It's not everyone.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much everyone, you know, because it is a full-time job to be a loan officer. Even if you say you work part-time hours, you're working 7 days a week. You never stop answering your phone call. The phone, because you're always taking phone calls, because that potential phone call could be a potential client.
Yeah.
And you're not going to lose out. The question is, how much effort are you putting into it? You know, what are you doing to make a difference? I think that's the real question, you know, but everyone's working a lot of hours, you know, because pickings are slim right now.
And that's with any business, right? I mean, if you're committed to a small business and, you know, entrepreneurship in any capacity, your hours are Sunday at, you know, through Saturday. You know, you can't afford, especially the first 12 to 18 months, you can't afford not to pick up a phone.
And if you're not originating, then you should be doing something when it comes to revising your business plan, revising your marketing strategy, writing scripts for videos in advance. You're always doing something, whether because that's all part of the process so that you can get that client to originate loans. But you're always studying, you're always reading, you're always working, you're always answering your phone.
It's always changing.
You know, they always say your phone should die twice per day from making phone calls or doing videos or writing scripts or doing whatever. And I try and make my phone die twice a day.
So I carry my battery pack. Got to have that battery pack.
Steve, let's get into some real quick. Let's get into some video tips.
Well, I'll say this right now, right off the bat. Videos attract 300% more traffic for nurturing leads. If you're a business owner, you should be listening to this, okay? Videos receive 403% more inquiries. So in other words, I can text you, but if I'm not following up with a video or I'm not putting videos out there, I'm losing out.
Well, because they don't know who you are if it's just a text.
Exactly. You always want to put a face to the name, and you always want to be able to let them see your personality. And whether it's business related or not, you always want them to see you so that they can gauge if they want to do business with you. But bottom line, we're so used to social media, even in meetings. You know, we're all doing this. In a meeting, the boss is talking and you're still
scrolling
through. With the sound may be off, but you're still looking at some of the videos. So 403% more inquiries on videos and 300% more traffic nurturing. Why wouldn't you use video?
I mean,
that's almost a win-win-win situation.
We all know why. I mean, I get the chat all the time. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the sound of my voice, et cetera, et cetera.
Voiceover.
I hate the way I look. I hate the. I honestly do.
You look great, Sean.
I gotta do it. You know what I mean? It's a necessity.
Wait, come on, man. You're only 28 years old.
Exactly.
David for 25 of those years.
He remembers then that.
No, but I'm being honest and being vulnerable myself. You know, I don't like the way I look on video, or I don't like the sound of my. I really don't. But I know this is a necessity.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And if I'm going to practice what I preach, then I got to put myself out there like we are with the show, you know, and hopefully inspire and encourage people to do so as well.
Well, as we go through the show, I'll share some of those secrets and those tips, the secret sauce, as you said, on how to get over that fear of how you look and sound. But it's important to just start doing videos. I know some people say, no, you got to have, you do have to have a strategy as you do in business and everything else in life.
But
you definitely have to start because the honest to God truth is you'll never really truly become comfortable with how you look and sound because the bar always raises.
Right.
Even after being on TV many, many years, I still get insecure. Because it's a human nature, you know, and then the bar is raised where I'm like, I should have hit that on the
first
try.
You know what, that's Stevie,
not take 10.
You brought up a good point, though, about feeling insecure, right? Or even nervous, because that keeps you driving. That keeps you going and giving you purpose.
It does. And that's a key word right there, purpose. It gives you purpose. And when you have that purpose, you have that drive, you have that mindset, right, and then you take the action to get it done.
Yeah.
With confidence.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked about strategy. Is it strategy that you've come up on your own, Steve, or is it modeled after somebody else's strategy?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, as they say, the best ideas are stolen ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you tweak them and make
just
them your
polish
own.
Them up.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. I polished up these ideas, but these are also ideas that I learned and would get slapped over the head with from... I like to call them insultants, TV insultants. Man, because there was never anything good that came out of their mouth. It was like supposed to be a consultation, but it was like, bam, 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 you suck, you're horrible, you're that. I'm like, wait.
Next.
Wow.
Man, I look good. What are you talking about? So it was never easy to be in those sessions, but I learned a lot from them. When, you know, and that's why I said earlier, you have to be humble and open-minded to be able to just embrace everything that's thrown at you.
Right.
And then you know what works and you know what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just pick through the weeds and take what works and make it your own, because you're your own best person and your own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. You know yourself.
Yeah.
And you know your comfort level and your comfort zone. So for you, if you're fearful of how you look and sound on camera, then you got to do little things to make yourself feel good and overcome those. And I have three strategies. One is, you know, the reason why most people don't post, you know why? Because they complain every day about not having content.
Right. Right.
And then they're not sure, how do I get content?
Yeah.
Well, there's an easy way to get content. You know how that way is? You mentioned it. You said purpose.
Yeah.
Figure out, define your why in life.
Yeah.
You define your why. How do you define your why? It's who you are. Mm-hmm. It's your life story.
Absolutely.
So for me, my life story is Steve Nunez, born and raised in downtown Tucson, sixth generation Tucsonan. You know, first, you know, to graduate from the University of Arizona. I'm a diehard Wildcat.
Yeah.
So out of just that right there, I came up with a couple of branding items that you know me for already besides Steve Nunez. One is Homeboy.
The Homeboy, yeah.
Your real homeboy, because I'm born and raised in Tucson. Yeah. So I came up with that.
Yeah.
The other thing, because I'm a diehard Wildcat fan, you'll always see me wearing a scarf.
Yes.
From October to the end of March. Chris Madness. Through the end
this
of March.
Hey, where's the scarf? Yeah. I don't recognize you.
And you know what's funny is I was out the other day and I saw this person that I know. And the first thing out of her mouth was, "Where's your scarf?"
That's what Chris said.
And Chris, when I walked into the radio station, Chris is like, "Where's your scarf?
Where's your scarf?"
Like, man, it's 108 degrees outside. I'm not wearing a scarf right now, but
we're on radio today. Yeah. I don't need a scarf.
Hey, this one's dry fit. It's good.
But I will when basketball season starts, and I'll take it off when basketball season for the Wildcats ends. But see, the scarf means something to me.
Right.
Yeah. It means a lot to me, but it's also my brand.
Yep.
So home, being homeboy, home mortgages now, and the scarf, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. Yeah. We are halfway through the premiere episode of the Marketing Corner. We'll be back in a few minutes here. And we are back in the Marketing Corner, the second half of the Marketing Corner. This time goes by so fast. It's going by so fast. That's why I wanted the full hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine
sure.
inviting, "Hey, Steve, you want to come in for a half hour of your Saturday?"
we'd still be talking.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if it were a half hour show,
we could talk all morning long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's pick up the discussion right here. But real quick, if you have any questions for Steve, call us at 520-790-2040. 520-790-2040. And Steve would be more than happy to address your question. So let's get back into what we had were talking about.
You know, if you struggle with content, define your why.
Yeah.
And the reason is because everything you list about your why and what drives you, you know, giving toys to kids, all those things, bullet points that you list are content.
Yeah.
So anything you come across during the day that has to do with that, there's your content. And there's your idea. So make a video of it.
Yeah.
You know, post something about it.
Yep.
But stay true to your why.
Right.
And you'll always find content.
Right.
When you don't define your content and listen, I drive and I'll write down on my little notes on my cell phone things that come up that is part of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm making a huge list of my why.
Yeah.
And what defines me, yeah, of who I am. You're constantly evolving and learning who you are. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to dig deep because you don't want to go there, but that's part of your why that you have to. It helps you personally so that you can develop professionally. Because think about that. You can't develop professionally if you're not true to who you are.
Right.
And you need to dig deep sometimes and be honest with yourself so that you can get better at your craft. And being vulnerable is part of what you post on video sometimes.
Yeah.
Because people have to get to know you.
Right.
And if they know that story, they're going to want to do business with you more likely than not.
Yeah, because
they can relate.
Yeah, if you were absolutely perfect, that's a thing that I get a lot from new clients. You know, they're afraid that they have to be perfect. But the more vulnerable and the more authentic and the more real they are, the more they connect with their audience.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one's perfect.
And the more productive you could be, too, as services that you offer as well.
Right, yeah.
You know, and think about it. It's almost like we live in this world of filters.
Yeah.
Stop putting on a filter, man. Yes. Sometimes you got to just be yourself and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's the best marketing tip. You know, if you're listening right now, that's a great marketing tip to follow. Yeah. Stop the filter.
Stop filtering your photos.
Yeah.
You know, we know how you look. Yeah.
Show your vulnerable side. Night,
or when you meet them the first time in person, you're like,
who's this?
This isn't who I've been communicating with.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the first date. Yeah. But you know why
that's another show that airs tonight at 9.
Yeah, 9:30.
So you know why it's really important, though, to define your why? Because while you're defining your why, you're defining your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you stick to, your marketing brand. And you know why that's important? Because you don't control your brand.
Mm.
How people perceive you is what your brand is.
Wow.
So how do you control your brand? Take ownership of it, man. Yeah. You define it. You don't let anyone else define it. You know, when I launched that homeboy and I put the little homie out there, who was me and wearing a bandana, and then I'd cut, edit the video and show me like I'm talking to him or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't going to work. People are going to be like, look at this punk. Hmm. And I was like, then I got all this great response and it fit. And I was like, it works.
Yeah.
And now I can't let go of it
because
it works.
It's catchy. It's catchy.
It is. And that's how I define you. I got that from defining my why, but now it's my brand.
Mm. Right.
And now I'm controlling what people think of me.
Yeah.
You know, Steve.
Or how I feel about myself. I'm not letting you control it because you'll never probably define it the way I
do. That's powerful right there.
So
I love that, you know, defining your why. I mean, I've seen a lot of your videos that you've posted. I obviously haven't seen them all, you know, or I wouldn't.
What?
I got to work, man. I got to work. I got to make money. But in all the videos that I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of content from other loan officers and so forth. But yours is so, yours are so personable. And you know, your why, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other loan officers, I've never seen one of your videos that are like, hey, the rates today are this for a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage. I don't think you've ever done that. But
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the other ones, that's all they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right.
So, I try to mix them up. I try to have like Monday, here's what I'm going to do, Motivational Monday.
I like that Motivational
Tuesday,
Monday.
Yeah. I'll do mortgage news, or if there's breaking news, I stick to mortgage news. And I kind of produce it, write it, and present it almost like I'm anchoring the news because people know me for that.
Yeah. I promise to watch more videos.
Shame on you. Well, because, you know, if they allowed me into their living rooms at 10 o'clock at night
and
trusted me to tell the news, then they should trust me when I'm giving them mortgage news so that they know I'm trusted and they'll think of me when that day comes, because not every day someone is going to buy a home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But all I want is for them to think of Steve Nunez,
homeboy,
when that day comes, right. Or when they have a loved right. one who's going to refinance or buy a home or whatever. I want them to think of me.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I mix it up, and so people can get to know me.
Yeah. And not just picking on realtors, but in speaking to realtors, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see with their videos, with their content?
It all looks the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know why? Because they don't define their why.
They don't define their why. And, you know, I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of what you do is based off of Gary Vee's strategy for real estate and whatnot. You're positioning yourself as the mayor and the authority of our community. Mm-hmm. You provide tremendous information, tremendous value, and every once in a while you ask for the sale. It's classic mm-hmm. Gary Vee strategy. And I don't know if you follow
Gary
Vee.
Did not know that.
Yeah. To the T.
Wow.
And I have preached this to realtors for years. It got to the point where I would walk into a room full of realtors and educating them on their social media. And I was like, I am going to waste the next 90 minutes of your time because none of you are going to listen to me.
None
of you are going to listen to me. I'm going to give you the blueprint on how to do your social media. And 100% of you are going to walk out. So if you don't walk out, walk out. Now, it got to the point that that's how abrupt I was at the beginning of the presentation.
Oh, you have to be.
You know,
to
get their attention.
Yeah,
you know, but you're exactly right.
So many people are stuck in their ways.
It's not as bad as it was before when all the realtors did was, hey, I'm selling a house. Hey, I sold one. Hey, this one's, you know, that's all they put out there. Mm. They provided no value. Think about the dude moving in from Pittsburgh who's learning about the community. If you post about the schools, about the park, about the grand openings,
correct.
About whatever what's going on, and then every once in a while you ask for the sale. You know, I just gave everybody out through the blueprint right now. Mm-hmm. That's
and
what
I,
you do.
And I think the way to separate yourself, if you're a realtor, the way to separate yourself from the competition is, again, yes, defining your why, mm-hmm. but it's also doing something different, and that is scripting your videos so that you can be better how you look and sound.
Yeah.
Because if you're all doing the same thing and you're showing the same room, the same house, mm-hmm. the same this, mm-hmm. it all looks the same.
Yep.
And you're doing a disservice to yourself, to the client, but you're making the process harder because you're not overcoming objections or finding those clients who are like-minded that really want to buy that house.
Right.
And so it becomes more of a challenge in the sales process as opposed to them knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So the second strategy I use is video scripting. So you want to get
you
want to get confident with how you look and sound on camera.
Yeah.
Video script everything and use the power of threes when it comes to writing. Three bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
So the hook, one sentence, engaging.
Mm-hmm.
The body, three bullet points of information. Not the whole book, not the whole story, just bullet points and then your call to action. Call me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your homeboy.
Yeah.
And I always keep it short, sweet to the point on the power of threes when I write.
Mm-hmm.
My video scripts, which I do pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
So ideas come in my head. Mm-hmm. I have to spit it out.
Yeah.
I have to write it on my phone because then you lose them and they don't have the same energy.
Yeah. Well, the attention span, right?
I am horrible at that. I'll come up with ideas, but I don't take the time to write them down. Yeah. I'm horrible.
You have
at that.
To.
Recorder, carry a recorder, buddy.
Yeah.
But here's why writing your video scripts help you overcome your fear of how you look and sound. Because they're your words, and when you repeat it and you memorize it, you become more confident because you already know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
How many times do you get anxiety or you just give up because it's like take 20, take 30, you don't know how to say it, you don't know. But if you write it down and you repeat it, then your body will automatically gesture the way you're going to speak. Your tone will be just right on. Why is your tone so important? Because it's not just your face that is your image.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice is your image.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you really have to be on point, both visually and through vocally, through your voice. That's going to help you overcome how you look and sound on your fear of how you look and sound on camera because you're going to perform better.
Mm-hmm.
And when you perform better, you feel more confident, you feel better about yourself. And then guess what? You're going to want to do it more and more.
Right.
So that's strategy number two. I'll share strategy number three on the last break.
On the last break. We got about 3 minutes until our next break, though. Okay. David, do you have any?
Three minutes. We can talk more about this.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're bringing us some really, really great points, especially with the voice, right? I mean, that even goes down to even phone calls, right, when you're talking to a customer.
Absolutely. Good point.
I can tell if you're in a good mood or a bad mood just by listening to your voice. You know, or if you're engaged or not, if I hear paper shuffling or you're doing something else in the background, right. You know.
And in sales, you know extremely well that the key to being successful in many ways is scripting everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For every objection, for every phone call, you script it. Why? Because you want to repeat the same thing you're saying over and over again so it becomes natural, it becomes you, but so you stay on point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it helps you overcome objections at the same time because you know what you're saying to kind of steer the client to that direction where you want them.
Right.
Right.
You know, and so it's important to do the same when you're scripting videos. You script them because they're your words. And if they're coming out of you and from your heart and who you are in your mind, you're going to be able to deliver it the way you would speak in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. It's all psychological, man.
No, it is. It really is.
Yeah.
And then you start to feel confident. And then you're like, okay, oh, look at that wrinkle. Well, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing you can do, man. Get over it. Yeah. As long as you look good and you're confident about it, and as long as you sound good, educated, and you're providing value to someone, you're going to realize the rest is superficial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it becomes about content and what you're delivering to them.
Yeah.
You're not going to worry about how you look.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into this last break, I do want to share a story. It's one of the times you and I first interacted. We're both members of the Blue Blazers. We're all three now. Yeah. David's a baby blue. Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Let's explain what the Blue Blazers is.
The Blue Blazers were the volunteer arm of the Arizona Bowl.
Yep.
We do a lot of the leg work. We love what it do. We give back to the community. 100% of the net proceeds goes back to the community. The only college football game in America that does that. Right. I'm honored to be a part of the group.
Yep.
But one of the first interactions I had with Steve, I'm not busting on you a little bit, but you're about 10, 15 minutes late to a lunch at the Arizona Sands Club. You're busy, right? We all get it. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is like when that meeting was happening, the energy amongst us was just dead.
It
was
until dull. Steve shows up.
Steve shows up.
Bam.
And boom. You know, what you're hearing right now. Yeah. It's authentic. It's genuine.
Oh, yeah. It's contagious, too.
You can feel his energy when he walks into the room, period.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Every time I see you, same thing.
Yeah. So that's the first time you and I actually kind of, talked and chatted a little bit.
I remember that.
I'm like, this guy's legit.
Yeah.
This guy's the real deal. This guy is everything that everybody said about him.
Yep.
Because all he had to do was sit down, greet everybody, and bam, that meeting was off and running. We had a tremendous productive meeting that day. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so again, we're honored. We're going to be heading into the last break right now. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're in the last segment of the Marketing Corner. Again, thank you everybody for joining us on your Saturday afternoon, the beginning of your Labor Day weekend. And before we get into the meat of this last break, I do want to thank all of our sponsors. Of course, David Bradley, Medicare A to Z, Candace Eaton, Seaton Photography, Roger LaFay of LaFay Processing, Danny McPadden, Lastbridge Media, phenomenal videographer, Mark Weiss, Sales Performance Strategies. Next week's guest is Meredith Martyr. She's a business attorney. And I was trolling her. Sorry, Meredith, but I was trolling. I cannot
Hey,
wait.
How are you going to get to know her, man?
Oh, boy. She gave me a little bit of an outline already, what she's going to talk about.
Powerful.
You need to listen to this one next week. Powerful, powerful stuff to protect you and your business. So I cannot wait for that one right there. And, of course, I want to thank John, our engineer, at 10:30, and Christopher, if he's around. He actually showed up, my sales guy here. Thank you so much for making this premiere happening. Let's get into the rest. You said you have a lot more for us, Steve, and you wouldn't let us see
it. He's got the mystery tip.
Yeah. So this is an extension of strategy one and two. Okay. Define your why is strategy one. Right. Script your videos is strategy two. Mm-hmm. Strategy three, monkeys always look. Look in the mirror. Practice in the mirror. That is the secret sauce right there.
Wow. I love it.
You know love why? It. Because when you look in the mirror and you practice, you start to see your gestures. You start to see, listen to how you sound. Mm-hmm. And then you become comfortable with yourself because you're looking in the mirror. So here's a trick that'll prove this strategy true and powerful. Look in the mirror. I used to have to look in the mirror. I'd hold up a brush like a microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I'm not the only one who's ever done that.
I'm being honest.
He admitted to everybody, though.
And so, but just look in the mirror and just tell yourself, I love you. I guarantee you, after 5, 6, 7 times of saying that, looking in the mirror, you're going to smile. And then when you smile, you're going to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the key to putting all these strategies together so you get over the fear of how you look and sound. Look in the mirror. Practice in the mirror. You know, do the opposite of what Allen Iverson said. Practice. Yeah. We don't need to practice. Yes, yeah. You need to practice.
Wow, we called out Allen Iverson.
I know, right? Well, we like sports.
Whoa, we do. We love sports.
Yeah,
I love sports.
And you're going to see the Dodgers.
That's another two-hour episode.
Yeah, and up to Phoenix, catching my Dodgers.
I'm freaking jealous that you're going to see the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Love the Dodgers. But, you know, you got to practice. It's just like a professional athlete or any athlete.
Yeah.
Or in any craft, you have to practice. So practice in the mirror so that you can see how you look, become comfortable with the gestures that you're making, use your hands, you know.
That's one thing you do in your videos that I notice. You're very expressive with your hands.
Because that's me. That's how I talk.
That's how I talk with my hands,
too. When I start using my hands like this, it's like, listen to my tone and in my inflection.
Right.
When I'm trying to make a point.
Right.
So why not use your hands?
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
If that's how you talk.
And kind of dissecting your videos, they're phenomenal. That's one thing you're very good at is using your hands to make that emphasis.
Yeah, unless you're driving, man, don't be doing that.
I'm really not driving. It looks like I am.
It looks like you're driving.
People are driving past me.
Right.
I'm just stopped at a red light holding up traffic.
You're the guy. You're fitting right in.
That's me. I'm that one guy.
You're like, wait a minute, I'm doing a video here.
Hey, guys, why are you honking at me? Can you just give me 5 minutes? I'm like, take 10. Darn it. No, but seriously, just put all these strategies together and you'll see how quickly you'll overcome your fear of how you look and sound on camera. But once again, if you're not doing videos and you're not trying to perfect that craft or at least implement it in your business strategy, whether you're a realtor, a small business owner, own a small restaurant or whatever, stop with the photos.
Yeah.
Make videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Show your face as well and then brand it to the business because the business shouldn't be branded first. It should be your face branded to that business. Mm-hmm. People will get to know you and want to go to your business when they know you first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then deliver on what you promise, and that is good food.
Outside of LinkedIn, Steve, are you on any other social platform?
I am. I am on obviously Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay.
I'm trying to launch a YouTube channel. Like, I'm just kind of like, I need to get over that.
You know,
fear.
If you need help with that, let me know.
I will. I need to get over that.
Take me out for a cup of coffee, and you know, I'll help you.
That's it.
I would love to help you out with that. Yeah.
Because that's what's holding me back too. The YouTube, getting over that fear,
right?
Yeah. You know,
right?
And when you go back to like content, you know, defining what your why is, you know, it's all it all makes sense, man. If you put it all together, and then everything just boom, it's powerful.
Yeah. Anybody listening right now, we got about 7 minutes to the end of the show. Call us 520-790-2040 if you have any questions. Steve, you're giving us a ton of phenomenal information. You know, I'm going to ask you to be a little vulnerable here. Adversity. Right, you cannot not be a entrepreneur or small business owner. Do what you do without adversity. How do you overcome that?
Straight up, I just you just have to confront that and be confident with the adversities you're going to face in life. I've been through it all.
Yeah,
I've overcome.
Between the
so
three
much.
Of us, I don't think. Oof. Yeah,
you know, and so nothing can stop me now.
Right. Right.
And so I'm just that confident that, you know, jumping into the mortgage industry when I did, people were like, you are stupid. The rates are high. And I'm like, but you know what?
Did that fire you up?
It fired me up because you know what I told myself? I might as well learn now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And do, make all the mistakes that I absolutely can now so that when the rates come down, I'm prepared.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I worked on my business plan. Yeah. I worked on my video marketing strategies. Yeah. I worked on teaching video classes and putting PowerPoints together. I worked on everything. And I've revamped my business strategy and marketing strategy a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But if the rates were low and I came in, I'd be...
I'd be
a spoiled little brat.
Or just another fish in the sea, right?
Making money and without much effort.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Right. I want to earn it.
Right.
And so it forced me to work harder, smarter, and better than all the others.
Yeah.
And I take pride in that.
Yeah.
So the adversity is overcoming those challenges of lack of experience versus these guys who have been in the mortgage industry for 20 some years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it as an opportunity to separate myself and be known for something different. But man, overcoming that hurdle.
Woo. Well, that's going to put you that'll put you in the driver's seat though, man. Just having those things in place during that time, because it is a rough time, you know.
Yeah.
One thing that I've always said, doesn't matter what industry you're in, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, disruption equals opportunities.
Yeah. 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 We got our second phone call.
Right.
I don't know whose favorite bartender this is, but we have Bill. I have a lot of favorite bartenders.
I think.
Let's bring on Bill.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
How you doing,
great,
Bill?
Man. Hey.
Yeah. How you doing,
hey,
Bill?
Sean,
Bill Netherton.
Show, man.
Bill Netherton from Professional Bartenders. You're just down the
there
street.
You
could have came in, Bill.
Yeah, the champagne, Bill, man, for the premiere show.
Hey, Bill, you can't be our favorite bartender. But you can't be our favorite bartender if you didn't come in and bring us some drinks.
That's true. That's true.
Well, hey, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, guys.
Yes, amen.
So, no, I was listening to the show. I'm running around town doing a couple of errands, and I thought, man, I got to call you guys because, man, Sean knows my whole story, man. Talk about adversity as a business owner. If I'd have told you guys all the crap I was going to have to go through 5 years ago, I would have said, you're out of your mind. This stuff can never happen to Billy Netherton. I'm the forever diehard optimist. And, man, I tell you what, when you get sucker punched multiple times, you better be standing back up and just put your best face on and just keep fighting every day, because that's what every business owner that I know of has to go through. And you just can't curl up into a ball and have chicken noodle soup. You gotta you gotta wake up and you gotta perform. And the best, the worst form of action is inaction. So that's my 2 cents for the Saturday show.
Bill, you don't know how much it means that you called in while you're on. It means the world to me, man. It's so. I'm almost in tears right now, dude. I am, because I've known Bill for a long time, and talk about the epitome of overcoming adversity through COVID. He's in the hospitality industry.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, you still on, right?
Yeah, of course I'm on. Yep. I'm just sitting here listening, man. Yeah.
In about a minute, tell us like how big of orders you had and how it just disappeared.
Okay, guys. So we're literally in the busiest season in 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of reasons that we had setbacks prior to that. And then literally overnight, you know, within a span of 10 days, every event that we had on the books was postponed or eventually canceled.
Because,
as you guys know,
it
was the 14 days to stop the spread, which is a bunch of BS, as we all know in hindsight. But that's a whole other subject matter. But as a business owner, man, everything got canceled. We're talking probably a quarter of $1 million in unrecognized sales. And for a small business guy, that is a tremendous number.
Yeah.
And I just wish that things would have been differently. I wish that Uncle Sam would have just said, hey, man, here's a check for $250,000. That way I could have kept paying my people. No, none of us would have had to gone on Social Security, which I did for the first time in my life. Nobody would have had to collect any PPP money, because most of those monies went to the employees. Mm-hmm. I needed mine to pay off bills, and I took the first round of $40,000 as a loan at 1%. And the good news is I've got that down to $5,000 now. But just angers me because there was so much fraud and shit going on. But I love serving the community of Tucson. This is my 40th anniversary year for Professional Bartenders Unlimited. I couldn't be more proud of my team and of the community for supporting us. And I love the show that you guys are doing today specifically.
Hey, Bill, really quick.
No, go ahead, Steve.
This is Steve Nunez. One question, one word answer. What is the word that comes to your mind and from your heart that helped you overcome this adversity that you can share with everyone else to adopt?
Yeah, real quick. We got about 10 seconds, Bill.
It's real simple. That's an easy one. It's called attitude, period.
Yep. Amen. Yep. Thank you.
Yep, Steve knew that answer. Bill, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to take you out for a beer next week, Bill.
You guys are doing great things on the show.
Appreciate
and have
it.
A wonderful
Appreciate
weekend
it.
And bear down.
Yeah, bear down. Amen.
Yeah. David, phenomenal co-host. Thank you so much for being a sponsor and supporter
to be
of
here,
the show.
Man. Honor to be here. You know, thank you.
You'll be here very, very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Nunez, my man. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this was,
I really appreciate
I
you guys. And quite honestly, man, really quick, congratulations.
Thank you. Yep. There might be a little celebrating going on this weekend. Maybe.
Before you go to Phoenix?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, let's celebrate a Wildcat win tonight in Dodgers.
Hell yeah. And then, hey, remember, if you want to do what you want to do, you got to do what you got to do. Thank you for listening.